Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
402 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lukey.
It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to your busy calls in just 1 second on the Knicks. We have Al and Jerry in the warm-up show coming up in 58 minutes. But I have a very special guest here. A absolute legend at this radio station, although he doesn't want to hear this, he's going to hear it from me. This man is not only responsible for a lot of the talents that you hear on this radio station currently, myself, Giannotti, Recco, McGlogigal, Marash, Fatso, just to name a few. He really, in many ways, was the gatekeeper. I told him this off air last night. If you've seen the Richard Dreyfuss movie, Mr. Holland's Opus, in many ways, Eddie Scazzeri, my guest here, is Mr. Holland, because there's so many of us through the years that owe our career to him, because you guys know what Eddie does as far as the board and all the sound drops, which he has created so many laughs through the years, and you're never going to get the accolades and the appreciation for how many laughs. And I know this now when I'm hosting, like, yeah, shows can be funny and all that stuff, but the drops add so much humor to it. It kind of fills the gaps or sets up a laugh in many ways. But Eddie's never going to get that appreciation that he should. But Eddie also, for many years, was the schedule maker here, which is the worst possible job you could have in America. The absolute worst. You know what I mean? It's just a thankless job. And you also were the internship coordinator. So you were the guy that we, as, you know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, young, aspiring broadcasters, if you call this broadcasting, I guess, radio hosts, we would meet with Eddie to see if we can get an internship. So Eddie, in many ways, was the guy that got us all started in the business. So number one, I wanted to thank you for that, Eddie. You are entering your really final day here at WFAN after how many years now?
Not quite 37.
37. So basically, not a day one, but really, from the beginning, you have seen WFAN rise to the heights that it's risen. You've seen so many things. I say this about Eddie all the time. If anybody were to write a book about this place and knows where the bodies are buried, it's Eddie. But that's not your personality to spill the tea. That's a thing that young people say, Eddie. You're not one to gossip.
Oh, okay.
You're not a gossiper.
Spill the tea.
Spill the tea, they call it.
Okay.
How do you feel in your final, not only week, but as you walk into 345 Hudson, hopefully not for the last time, as far as we want to see you again, but for the last time as an employee here at WFAN, what are some of the emotions that are going through your head, you know, 37 years in this great business at the greatest radio station of all time?
I'm strangely emotionally vacant still. It's not real. And not to compare my job to people who work in an ER or air traffic controller or first responder, but there are demands of the job that, you know, you have to focus.
Yeah.
And that is not going to change today. I have to, you know, do my job and focus. And so it's not like a typical last day where, you know, the guy comes in and he just is hanging out and it doesn't do any work and all that stuff. So the demands of the job sort of prevent that, you know, sort of happy, frivolous party feeling, which I guess will be tomorrow, although I'm dreading that as well.
At DJ's, by the way. So if you don't have plans, or if you do have plans, cancel the plans. Tomorrow at DJ's, the Hallowed Halls in Belmar, starting at 6 o'clock, the warm-up show. And yes, then at 7 o'clock to 11 is Boomer and Geo. There'll be a concert afterwards. So a big day planned at DJ's, and that will be sort of your party to celebrate your career here.
Yeah, I suppose.
Eddie will be in the corner somewhere, just not like Eddie doesn't want to. He's being humble, but he's obviously not only by the audience, he's beloved, but by everybody here. And but this is one of the reasons why we love Eddie, because, and you sort of outlined it there, especially when you were scheduling, Eddie would show up because obviously he has to be here, you know, 3:30 in the morning, which is not an easy hour to wake up. And then you'd be here sometimes till 4 p.m. scheduling.
Yeah.
So you're basically at the radio station for 12 hours. You go home and you go to bed right away. So I don't think anybody, I truly believe this, I don't think anybody has put in more hours, that's for sure, than you at this radio station, and has worked harder, especially behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. I mean, you are just a workhorse when it comes to that, Eddie. So you should be proud of that. And I know we're all proud of you, and we're all celebrating this week. But I feel like with you, Eddie, and you could tell me if I'm wrong here, just the love that you have for this business, it has to be through the roof, because it's not easy, especially behind the scenes. You know, I'm talking a lot, but I promise I'll let Eddie talk here in a second, because I'm setting up the story here. When I started and I interned, you know, was going for my internship meeting, if you remember in Astoria, Eddie, it was like being in Alice in Wonderland. You'd walk down all the hallways, and I'm sitting there, this is WFAN? I figured I'd open up the doors, and there would be doves coming out, and it would be this amazing moment.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly Wonderland.
No. It was, quite frankly, a dump. I mean, it was a basement of a basement.
Yes. You know?
But it was punk rock.
It was a sub-basement,
but it was historic being there.
It was like steampunk.
Yeah, exactly. And if you remember, Eddie, the door, there was like a red, like, phone, almost like the president has, and you would pick up the phone if you didn't have a pass, and then someone would let you in.
Yes.
So I obviously didn't have a pass. I was just interviewing. I pick up the phone, and Beningo is the one that answered it. And Joe, as you know, maybe the audience doesn't, but when Joe first meets you, he tests you out a little bit. It's like, who is this guy, bro? So he wasn't exactly the warmest welcome. Not that he was rude or anything, but he just kind of looked at me like, hey, what's this guy doing? So then I walked into your office, which was a closet.
Yes.
And you were
with a sump pump under my feet.
Yes.
Because the water table at Astoria was so high and we were in a sub basement.
Yes. And I walked in there and you were, I think, had a shirt on that said, you know, pull my finger. And you had, you know, the hair in the ponytail like you have it now. And I don't even think you were sitting on a chair. It was basically like you were sitting on a garbage pail. And then we went to interview in like a separate production studio where Summers was like ripping heaters and drinking coffee. And we do our interview, and we're talking, and you're like, yes, do you want to be on the air one day? And I go, yes. And you go, right. Nobody wants to be the next Eddie Scazzeri.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if we had even close to the career you've had, we all would love to be you, Eddie, because you've had a legendary career. But it speaks to the behind-the-scenes stuff. It's, you know, it's a labor of love to do the behind-the-scenes work around here.
Sure. Yeah, nobody's in behind-the-scenes radio for the money.
That's right. Yeah, and that was another thing you brought up. You're like, I forgot the car, but you were like, if you want to drive around in whatever car you were driving around, then you'll work behind the scenes in radio. And I'm sitting there going, I'll get paid anything to be here. And then when I got here and I realized, geez, I owe the company money, basically my starting salary. I was like, you know, is there another zero in that, I didn't even sign a contract, but you know what I mean, when you're part-time in the hourly wage. Is there a particular moment, Eddie, and obviously, you know, I prefer to hear more of a positive one, but is there a particular moment or day on this radio station that stands out most to you as you look back on your career here?
Well, as we kind of talked off the air yesterday when we didn't think we were doing this because of, you know, the rain delay and all that stuff. And sadly, it's all the really negative things that are seared into your brain. I mean, you know, the day-to-day, because every day is fun here. It's, you know, it's like a fun job, and it's, you know, like not real compared to other jobs. And, you know, it's fun and it's laughs. But the things that really stick are the negative things, like 9/11. Mm. It was a big thing. The whole Imus situation, the first Craig situation.
Yeah.
Those are the things that really stand out. I mean, of course, there's fun moments every single day, but those, you know, are the majority, the vast majority. So they don't stand out like the really negative things do, sadly. But I think that's just life.
Yeah, and you've obviously worked with Mike and Chris, mm-hmm. and then obviously with Boomer and Craig, and now with Boomer and Gio. Let me ask you this.
And Russ and Steve.
And Russ and Steve. And, of course, our dear friend, Al Dukes.
Mm-hmm.
Have we announced the replacement yet? I don't want to speak out of turn here.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't think so.
Okay, so we'll just say nameless, faceless. I hope that person realizes that working next to Al Dukes is going to be, there's going to be a little bit of adjustment period.
Sure.
Because you and Al have been just partners now, work partners, work wives for all these years.
Yeah, he's definitely my work spouse.
Can you just talk a little bit about working with Al for all these years? Because Al, we all know, is just what you hear on the radio is what you get with Al. Mm-hmm. But can you speak a little bit about working with Al all these years?
Well, he's the best producer I've ever worked with. Hands down, not even close. The way he understands how to screen the callers, even though he hates it, he does a great job at it.
He loves to hate it, I think.
Of course, yes. He loves to hate a lot of things. that's just Al. So, but, you know, you have to be able to... I think we're a good mesh of personalities. I'm calm, and he gets irritable sometimes. So
sometimes meaning all the time.
So it's a good mix.
Boomer getting into the National Radio Hall of Fame.
Yes.
That was announced yesterday, and congratulations to Boomer.
And by the way, let's step up Canton. Time to put him in.
Absolutely. Especially for his entire body of work.
Correct.
Not just what he did on the field, going to Super Bowl, winning an MVP, but the broadcasting. I mean, how has he not have the resume to get in?
Yeah, I agree. Let's go, Ken.
Absolutely.
And if he had won that Super Bowl, in my opinion, he would have been in as a player already.
100%. You win a Super Bowl, you win an MVP, and you beat the 49ers
and also
in Montana.
You're at the time, like the best left-handed quarterback, I think, yards-wise, touchdowns, or at least the second best. Yeah, he would have been in, except for Joe Montana.
For sure. So, when Boomer first started here, and if I'm talking out of school, I apologize, but I feel like you guys have talked about this on the air. Eddie, of course, will be remembered for a lot of things, but one of the big ones is the drops,
mm-hmm.
the sound effects.
Yeah.
And some of the most funny ones are Boomer.
Of course.
Out of context. You know, mm-hmm. my wife's breast milk and nice melons and all this stuff. Is it fair to say early on when you played those type of drops that Boomer probably wasn't thrilled with them because they were taken out of context? They usually have, you know, innuendos to them. So, A, is that the truth? And B, do you feel like in many ways, Eddie, you, through those drops, kind of loosened Boomer up a little bit? You got him kind of acclimated to what life is here to kind of laugh at yourself? Do you feel like that you played as much as a role as Craig did in really humanizing Boomer and getting him sort of to be the Boomer we all know and love now?
Well, Craig really was the driving force behind that, just because he's in there with him all the time.
Yep.
And is driving the show. But there was, I had a few drops of Boomer, like when he would be out, I would just do virtual Boomer, but it was just all like, oh, good morning, hello, whatever, just, you know, standard stuff that you could use for any response, like, you know, a magic eight ball.
Mm-hmm.
But he was talking about Kellen Winslow Jr. and his motorcycle accident, and he had a testicle injury. And Boomer at one point said, describing the whole situation, I have swollen testicles. So I grabbed that.
Yeah.
And at the end of the show, I played that because I think Craig kind of dared me to. So
this was the first one that you ever played as Boomer's voicing it to be out of context, to kind of put him on the spot, see how he reacted.
Yeah, so I played it at the end of the show, and then someone must have texted him or something, and then he came in and he was mad. He said, did you play I Have Swollen Testicles? And I said, yes. And he was not happy. But then the next day, he must have gotten feedback from some of his friends or listeners, what have you, and it was okay. And from that moment on, it was on. And you know, it was, you know, there were times, of course, when I probably crossed the line.
Oh, I'm sure. But you know what, though? That's kind of what we do here. Mm-hmm. And when you cross the line, you say, you know what? My bad. I say that boomer all the time. My bad. And you know what? You forget about it and the next day.
And so he, from that moment on, he allowed himself to, you know, be made fun of. I mean, he's still boomer, for God's sake.
Of course.
And but that was a turning point. And it's to his lasting credit that he didn't have to allow that. But he did.
And now he, Eddie, he puts it over. Like, your dynamic between the two of you, to me, is so underratedly funny. Because you'll play, like, I just remember when I worked on Boomer and Carton. This was years ago. Most people thought I was an intern. I was just getting breakfast. But I was paid barely. The stuff that made me laugh the most is whether we had, like, you know, like, hot women in. And you would play the, like, nice melons. Yeah. And you know Boomer was like, all right, Eddie, that's enough. That's enough. One of the ones that's... I don't know if you did it when he would do live reads, or still does, and you would play drops to kind of mess with him to mm-hmm. see if he'll screw up. He was doing a read once. I don't remember the client or anything, but I don't even remember if you were playing drops, which you probably were. And Richard Lewis, the late, great Richard Lewis, was there. And Boomer is stumbling through it, and you're playing drops, I think, making it worse. And Richard Lewis is like, you know the guy that wrote that copy? He's in the bathroom right now throwing up. But that just... It almost in some ways, because Boomer has to be Boomer, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you told me this once. You go, if this show ended tomorrow, Boomer would, let's just say Boomer and Geo, Boomer and Carton, WFN, Boomer would walk out of here and he'd still be Boomer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he should be in the Hall of Fame. He is in the National Radio Hall of Fame. The rest of us are a bunch of schlubs.
Yeah.
You know, we'd be a bunch of nobodies. Right. We're the others.
Yes.
You know, so.
And the rest.
The rest of us. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That was the other joke. If there was a plane crash and we were all in it with Boomer, it'd be Boomer Esiason and seven others passed away today. But Boomer has to be the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
But in a lot of ways, Eddie, I feel like you loosened him up and you allowed him to kind of laugh.
Yeah.
And that's made the show just take off. And of course with Craig and now with Gio and all, and Al and Jerry and the whole dynamic that all of you guys, like that whole, like I was not even a part of it. I was there for a cup of coffee, but to even have a little bit of that, I'm so proud of that because I always feel like I'm a part of not just with Giannotti who helped me out so much when I was an intern, but you and Al, and I just feel such a, like a kinship to this show. Boomer and Geo, Boomer and Carton, that morning show. So I just feel like a big part of it in that way, even though I was a little part of it. But that whole dynamic that you guys have had through all these years, legendary stuff.
And really, again, to give Boomer credit, it was his conscious decision to sort of go along with that that really changed everything and made the show what it was. And that's to his lasting credit. For as long as he's here, you know, and when he walks out the door, get ready for Geo with Rami. And others will be out the door.
The Geo show.
Yeah, the Geo show with Rami.
So you've seen it all here as far as the radio business. Where do you see it going in the next, you know, 5 or 10 years?
Where do I see the world going with the way, I mean, who the hell knows? I mean, things are just accelerating and the change is coming so fast that it's hard to predict anything, much less the future of our business. I think there will always be a place for live local terrestrial radio, especially sports. But, you know, that's me sitting here now in 2026. Ask me in 2 years and it could be a totally different lesson. So I really have no idea. I don't. And really, it goes to the world at large. I really, we don't know what's coming.
Yeah, I just feel like there's always going to be a place for this place.
Yeah.
Because of the market we're in and because of the brand, you know, WFAN matters to so many people. You know what I mean? That it's just a comfort,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's to be. And but you know what? I used to say this to Eddie all the time. You are the last of your religion. And in many ways, you know, you walking out of the store is an end of an era here. You know, mm-hmm. we've obviously a couple other people through the years now, you know, Chernoff's not here anymore and Ackerman's not here anymore and Minko and Huesler and Harris Allen and obviously Francesa and Dog and Joe's still doing part-time stuff, but full-time. You know, it's just, Eddie, you are like almost like that last link to that generation.
Yeah, and sadly, at the end of last year, Dove Kramer, Dove. John Schweibecker, both of those guys have longer tenures than I will have. They were here longer than I was, by about 18 months or so. So, you know, I kind of feel a little embarrassed and weird about that, you know, they sort of, it was unceremonious, and yet people want to give me flowers, which is, I understand, but still, it's part of me feels bad about that.
When you started here, or in the early stages, before this place took off, did you feel like WFAN would get to the heights that it got to?
For me, it was already at that height. You know, when I it was something that was just so wonderful, a 24-hour sports radio station.
Yeah.
And so I started the day, Mike and the, my first day as an intern was the first day of Mike and the Mad Dog. And that took off like within a few months, and then it was on. We had Imus, we had Mike and Dog, we had a, you know, powerhouse morning and right. afternoon, and it kind of just ballooned from there.
Take me a little bit behind the scenes, just working every day with Mike and Chris. You know, through the good times, through the bad times. Just give me a little bit of a behind the curtain of Mike and Chris as far as working with them in the heyday, in their prime.
Just the strangest dynamic that you could imagine, because their off-air interactions when they were not talking to each other, it was so strange. And then on the air, it was like, it was fine. It was
riding a bike.
Great.
Yeah.
But off the air, and that was for the majority of the time, I would say, at least it felt like that, that the sort of tension between them, which ultimately led to their, you know, Chris leaving, but it was just strange, but yet it worked on the air. So, you know, it was crazy, like a great band who hate each other.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and then you go from that, and then you go to, like I said, the morning show, whether it was the relationship that Craig and Boomer had with everybody, and now Gio and Boomer, and that camaraderie and that family. It had to feel like, you know, night and day. Obviously, with stops in between, but what you've had in the mornings.
Sure. No, totally different. It was, we're just, you know.
Do you think it's because you goof around more? Maybe that lightens it up a little bit?
No. I think it's just it was just a clash of personalities and egos. Now, any great radio person has a certain level of arrogance to them that they need. That's why they are who they are. And in a lot of cases, those can mesh and work, and each one has a part. But if you have two guys who are trying to do the same thing, trying to be the lead, it's more difficult. So it was, you know, but yeah, it worked wonderfully for 19 years with Mike and Dog.
So Evan, with Nick's obviously very topical here with Game 2 coming up tonight, Eastern Conference Finals. Evan has a coalition of Nick haters.
Okay. Like, and the old Mets crack committee?
That's what I was getting to. So really, before the coalition, there was the crack committee, which of course was you, was Huesler, was Dog, was Summers. And the big part of the crack committee was Y.E., right? Yankee Elimination Day. Or was it Y.E. Day?
Y.E. Day.
Y.E. Day. And to this day, Eddie will still call it that, and will still go up to people and say Happy Y.E. Day,
and so, wear the shirt.
And wear the shirt. That's right. So, give me a little insight on that, on that being created, and just because that was one of the funnier bits that Dog did, and just this radio station because obviously it was, you know, it was, but that was a Met station at the time, right? So it was a little bit more like, all right, you know, it's a Met station, but just the idea of having it within the confines here of people that hate the Yankees.
Well, 96 wasn't, like, as bad, although Mike made it obnoxious with the whole pink Cadillac and that whole thing. But then when they just kept winning, that's really when it started, just the hatred.
The arrogance that was there, and you just wanted, I knew just not even being here, I was like, oh, God, I can't stand it.
And listen, it's all sports fun.
Of course.
Nothing too deep and real, but it was just something that, you know, as bitter Met fans, and I own that, you know, something that we had to do.
Yeah, that's what makes this town special, though, because you do have decisions and that hatred, and I always say there'll never be peace between Met and Yankee fans. I think that's really a big part of the fabric. Is there, who and what will you miss most not working here?
The day-to-day, the whole, just what I do every day, coming in, the routine. I'm not going to miss waking up at 1 o'clock, but like the hunting for parking.
Eddie loves to hunt for parking.
I do.
Where, you know, Al will basically look around the corner with mace in one hand and, you know, like a stick in the other and go, I don't really want to look for a spot. Some people go as far as Christopher Street, which is only a few blocks from here. Eddie will basically park in Madison Square Garden in order to, because I always viewed it as you, it's like a challenge.
Yes,
for you.
Absolutely. It's a game. And I do, in a sick way, enjoy that. But yeah, I'll miss just the whole day-to-day stuff. You know, that's what I'll miss. But, you know, when we were talking earlier about, like, you know, the pressures of the job, I do have to get to work here.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes.
You know, I don't know if this is wrapping up anytime.
Well, I don't know. Well, in the overnight, Eddie, we really, time is not of the essence. But I understand that you do have to work. So I kept Eddie too long here. That's on me. Mm-hmm. That's all on me. The last thing I would say to you is, love you. Thanks for everything you've done, not only for me, but my friends in the business. Live long and prosper. The force will be with you always, Eddie. And just congratulations on a legendary career.
Yes, and thank you. And your career started with an interview with me, and mine is ending with an interview from you. How about that?
How about that? Now you're going to get me all emotional. That's what makes Eddie great. You've always been the Yoda of this radio station. Thank you, Eddie. You can go now and finish up what has been a wonderful career.
Peace and long life.
Thank you. Eddie Scazzeri, the great Eddie Scazzeri, or the Eddie Scazzeri, as he was called on the Steve Summer show. And, you know, Eddie, he just showed you there, even on his last day. Because anybody else, they're retiring, this is their last day of work, and they're going to stroll in last minute, they're not going to do any work. Eddie's sitting here basically looking at the watch going, all right, enough of these stupid questions. Look at me move on here, I got to do a podcast with Al, I got to, you know, park his car, I got to do a bunch of stuff. There he is, the great Eddie Scazzeri. I appreciate taking his time, too much of his time there, but that was I was just enthralled in the conversation. I could talk to him for hours and hours and hours. So hopefully I covered enough there where you got an idea, because Eddie really, if the walls could talk, I mean, there's nobody that has been here that has seen more and has been more, because Eddie was, as you would say, office for a while too. You know, he would work behind the scenes, but he was, you know, in a way, management to a degree. So he saw it kind of from both ends. And he could write a book. He won't, but he could write a book here. But hopefully everybody enjoyed that. And if you missed it, you can go back on the Odyssey app, the rewind function, and take a listen to that. All right, another half hour to go here. I promise everybody we'll get your calls on the Knicks, and we will. Game 2 coming up at Madison Square Garden tonight. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours, Luigi and the Late Night here on The Fan.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShares got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
4:33 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Neugauer. Lugie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. Thanks to Eddie again, Eddie Scazzeri, the great Eddie Scazzeri, for spending too much time for it. He's got work to do. Eddie, that's if you heard the interview, if you didn't, you can go back on the Odyssey app on the rewind function, wherever you download your podcast, it'll be up there shortly. But Eddie, even on his last day, and I'm trying to give him his shine, give him his flowers, and Eddie's like, yes, I need to go do some work. And he's got to go, you know, get some live reads for Boomer to read. But that's Eddie. To the final whistle, he's going to work. He'll probably be posting the podcast after the show. But, yeah, he almost got me there with that. I'm like, Eddie, they'll be playing this on the Boomer and Geo 30 minutes today if I start crying on the air. Our relationship started with me interviewing you, and now it ends with you interviewing me. I'm like, come on! Can't we just talk about some of the drops you play a Boomer out of context again? But it's so true, though. All the so underrated in terms of the drops and how funny they are. Like, I know, especially when I was working on Boomer Carton, I would literally walk around in my everyday life saying the drops to myself, which is obviously a sign of a maniac, but also the sign of that they're hilarious and still are. Trust me when I say this, and this is Eddie's last day, and tomorrow will be his last, like, official, but today is his last day on the board. There will only be one Eddie Scazzeri. As far as a human being, if you walk around this business, I just peel the curtain back. I don't care who you are, including here. Hey, how you doing? Hey, you great? This freaking, you know what I mean? Everybody will cut you up when you're not looking. It's fine. That's the way it is. Because there's a, you know, everybody's got at least one person at the office that they don't like it. You know what I mean? You got to rub somebody the wrong way. It's just the way it is. We've got a lot of personalities here. I've never heard anybody, this goes for current employees, past employees, that have ever had one bad word to say about Eddie. He's literally dedicated his life to this radio station. His life. 12-hour days, very little sleep, behind-the-scenes stuff. He's just truly one of a kind and a legend. And like I said, responsible for a lot of people, at least getting their start in this great business that we have here at WFAN. All right, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. This Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. The Yankees have an Austin Wells problem. Austin Wells is the worst offensive catcher in all of baseball. He has 5 RBIs. It's Memorial Day weekend, basically, and Austin Wells has 5 RBIs. For the Yankees, a team that scores a lot of runs, a team that plays in a very good park for hitters, Austin Wells has 5 RBIs, 3 home runs and 5 RBIs. He's on the interstate as far as his batting average. He is a major problem. The Yankees have an Austin Wells problem. And you can tell that J.C. Ascara is not the player that Aaron Boone talked him up to be. I mean, Aaron Boone basically had J.C. Ascara as a top 15 catcher in all of baseball, which you know is BS, and it's proven to be BS because Aaron Boone hasn't gone to Ascara. If he was half as good as Aaron Boone was describing him in spring training, like he was, you know, Mike Piazza, then the Yankees would have made the move to Ascara. But Ascara's not a major leaguer, and right now, neither is Austin Wells. He looks like a player that's done mentally. He can't do anything at the plate. He had a bad mental mistake behind the plate on that bunt that cost the Yankees in this game against the Blue Jays. It feels like Austin Wells' time with the Yankees is rapidly coming to an end. And it needs to, because the Yankees have an Austin Wells problem. Whenever they can find some type of replacement for this guy, they got to do it, because Austin Wells ain't it. 5 RBIs, Memorial Day weekend. He is the worst, Austin Wells is. He is the worst offensive catcher, by far the worst offensive catcher in all of baseball. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Knicks game 2 tonight at Madison Square Garden. Let's go to Maury in Belmar. What's up, Maury?
Tommy, hey. Great to hear you again.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't know if Eddie's listening, but I used to hang out in front of the old Starbucks that was in front of your building and smoke cigarettes with him back in the day.
Yes, Eddie has been known to rip a heater from now and then.
Yeah, and it wasn't always cigarettes on my end.
I hear you. I get it. Whatever gets you through the day.
We're going to miss Eddie. We're definitely going to miss Eddie. I'm so excited about the Knickies tonight. Very excited to see what goes on. See, the difference between Eddie leaving and the others leaving is he's the only one going to another planet. you know.
Yes.
Others just retire, but Eddie, you know, he's an original. I'm going to miss the guy, but I think he's going to go back to Mars with a story about the fans. So hopefully it works out well. But what do you think tonight? You know, who's starting? I'm saying same starting lineup, same everything.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do anything with Josh Hart. I don't. I think they're going to keep him, and I appreciate the call, Maury. I don't think they're going to do anything there. But Shamit's going to get his burn, as along with the rest of the bench. This series is a wrap. It's over. It's either going to be in four or five. I originally thought five, but after game one, look, the Cavs are not going to be able to recover. They're not as talented as the Knicks. And the most vulnerable the Knicks were going to be was in game one. They're coming off of not playing basketball for over a week. They were sure to be rusty, and they were. Sloppy with the turnovers, a ton of missed three-pointers. The Cavs didn't play a great game, but they played a really good game. And the Knicks were ripe. They were vulnerable. And the Cavs had a 22-point lead with 7 or so minutes to go, and they blew it. They blew it. Kenny Atkinson, I don't know if he left the building, he took a nap, or he went to Central Park. I don't know what the heck he was doing, but he was completely and utterly out to lunch. Didn't call a single timeout. He kept that sports loser James Harden out there to try to defend Jalen Brunson. And meanwhile, James Harden is trying to go one-on-one with Brunson like he's Michael Jordan on the Bulls, but he looked more like Michael Jordan on the Wizards, you know, fat, out of shape, and can't hit a shot. Guy is an absolute sports loser. Kenny Atkinson should have been, not fired, but at least demoted for a game or two, because a six-year-old could coach better than he did down the stretch. Donovan Mitchell, who I love, he made the right choice with his baseball team. Great ambassador of the Mets. But he's got a lot to prove when it comes to the intestinal fortitude, and he was a disappearing act. Yes, Brunson put the cape on. Shamit was amazing on both sides of the floor. Give credit to Mike Brown, because Tibbs, I don't care if Josh Hart's leg fell off, he wouldn't have put Shamit in the game for Hart. He would have Hart out there missing three-pointers all night, and the Knicks would have lost the game. OG was great defensively. Bridges was awesome. But it takes two to tango. The Knicks did their part, but the Cavs did their part. And it was the Cavs' opportunity to take control of the series and push it to, you know, a sixth or maybe even a seventh game. Because the Knicks would have been playing for their lives. You can't go down 0-2 when you have the first two games at home. You just can't. But even at their most vulnerable and at their worst, that's what the Knicks were. The Cavs still couldn't take advantage of it. There's no way, when you don't have as much talent as that team, meaning the Cavs don't have as much talent as the Knicks, there's no way you're recovering from that. None. I think the Knicks are going to blow them out. The heavy lifting is over. I think it's a party from here on out, as the Knicks are now 3 wins away from a place they have not been in 27 years. And the Cavs are exactly who I said they were for years. The fraudulent, they're gutless, they're soft. You get in bed and you do business with James Harden, you get what you deserve. I've been saying that since the trade happened. I don't know what the Cavs are thinking. I don't know why. Ask the Rockets. Apparently they didn't. Ask the Sixers. Apparently they didn't. Ask the Nets. Apparently they didn't. What's it like to get in the James Harden business? Because we all know how it ends. He torpedoes your basketball team. Now, he wasn't alone in game one, but he was a big part of it. The Knicks are sitting super pretty. And whether it's brooms or whether it's a gentleman's sweep, either way, the Knicks are going to the finals, and they're going to get there quite easily. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. It is Lugie in the Late Night. Tommy Lugauer will wrap up with your Knick calls, a few more points on them as well. It is Tommy Lugauer. This is After Hours. Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's the refreshing!
447, here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer. Hopefully everybody had a very pleasant Luke evening. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Game 2, Madison Square Garden, later on a Thursday night, as the Knicks try to take a 2-0 commanding lead in this series, and I think they will. I think they blow the Cavs out of the water. I don't think the Cavs will be able to recover from what happened in Game 1. And I don't know how the heck we recover as fans. I mean, it's just one of those nights that you'll never forget as a sports fan. Even if you don't root for the Knicks, it's one of those nights that you'll remember forever. It was truly a historic evening at the Mecca. It was just one of those nights that you'll tell your kids, your grandkids about. Mikal Bridges has a lot of doubters. He has a lot of naysayers. He has a lot of critics. There are many out there that constantly point to the amount of draft picks that were given up for the services of Mikal Bridges. My message to all those doubters, naysayers, and haters is shut the hell up, because you have no leg to stand on right now. Zero. Because Mikal Bridges is playing his best basketball as a Knick. At his lowest moment as a Knick, first round against the Hawks, misses the game-winning shot and then has the bagel in Game 3. No points. He did his best James Harden impression. Mikal Bridges was at his lowest moment as a Knick. And there were even talks that he would fall out of the starting lineup. And credit Mike Brown for sticking with Bridges, because perhaps that was the motivation, that was the support, that was the boost that Bridges needed to go back to the Bridges that Leon Rose thought he was acquiring. The guy that was on the Suns that made it to the finals. The guy early on in his career in Brooklyn. The final Infinity Stone. The missing piece. Because that's what Mikal Bridges has been. He was arguably the best player for the Knicks in the series against the Sixers. And once again, in Game 1, he was a huge part of that comeback. Not only taking by showing aggression, but making big shots. Big threes. This version of Mikal Bridges is worth every single pick they gave up. So for all the doubters, all the critics, all the naysayers, shut the hell up. Because Mikal Bridges has shown up, he has showed out, and he is worth every damn pick the Knicks and Leon Rose gave up for him. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Michael is out in Vegas. What's up, Mike?
How's it going, Tommy?
Hey.
Before I get to my point, I just want to say, to you and the other guys that kind of took over the late night spots, I started listening to the Fan again recently, and I just want to say you guys did, a really good job. I know you kind of thrown to the wolves with those, two open slots there, and you guys are, really doing a good job holding up for the late night.
Appreciate you, Mike. It's our pleasure.
And I just want to make an interest on the Average Nation. With, Brunson's legacy in the Garden, if you look back at Messier, he wore the same number as Brunson, 11. And now you see both teams, they have that 50-decade gap since, they had a championship.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see, when Brunson gets his number retired, will he, be able to go the whole way like Messier did and, get two banners up in the Garden like that?
Well, listen, a lot of people, and obviously Brunson is unbelievable in terms of, the free agency best in the history of the franchise. And he, along with others, turned things around. But without him, there is no run that they're going on these last couple of years. There are many that want to anoint him on a certain level as far as a Mount Rushmore or as far as a top couple of players in the history of the Knicks. In my estimation, he's got to win a championship. Not just get there. He's got to win a championship. You're talking about Clyde, you're talking about Willis, you're talking about the Busher, you're talking about the Pearl, even Patrick, who got to the finals. Brunson's got to get there. He's got to deliver a championship, and then we could start talking about those type of things. But there's no doubt what he means to this franchise, what he means to this fan base. Look, this is a starving, starving fan base. They are so thirsty, myself, all of us as Knicks fans, for a championship. Doesn't matter what age you are, you have been waiting a very long time for the Knicks to win a title. I think Brunson, more than anybody on that team, understands that and understands that a lot of it is on his shoulders and he's got broad enough shoulders to carry it. I think we're losing you there a little bit, Mike. The reception in Vegas.
I just want to say, if you look at Brunson's numbers, it continues now, he'll definitely get, that.
No, absolutely.
It'll be interesting, just I'm looking at the parallels, it's very interesting, it's like only a year difference. They had the drought, and it's sometimes things like line up like that. Funny in sports, even though it's parallel.
Mike, when it comes to Brunson, sometimes you as a fan base, you're looking for that superstar, and then you realize he was, right under your nose. And sometimes it comes from the, most unexpected places. And in many ways, that was Brunson. You know what I mean? Like, when he was brought here, it wasn't, nobody's like, he's the savior, he's the star, he's going to be the guy.
Sure, yeah.
But he has turned into that, and he's blossomed into that by being the guy on this team. So he has really transformed his game into the next stratosphere.
And one more just point I want to make. It's interesting, too, how he lines up with, is a position in Mitchell, because, back then, you remember, that was the one everyone wanted on the Knicks, and it seemed like, no one knew what Brunson would become, but it was a constant.
Yeah, Mitchell was the bigger star at the time, no doubt about it.
Exactly. And now, he's come full circle, and it's like they're, pretty much, even at all-star level, that superstar-type player. So, very interesting series going.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you're breaking up there a little bit. Enjoy Vegas. What's not to enjoy, as it's about 2 a.m. in Sin City, which is basically 3 o'clock in the afternoon for most places, besides New York. Brunson has been unbelievable. His performance in the fourth quarter in Game 1 was the greatest fourth quarter performance I've ever seen from a Knick in the playoffs. He has just been everything you could ever want and more. Truly the superstar we as Knick fans were waiting for years and years and years. And even though he didn't look like he was going to be that guy when he first came here, because you're like, okay, good player, great player, very good player maybe, He has taken it to just superstar levels that was tough to project when he first came here. But sometimes you can't measure what's on the inside and the heart and the focus. And he's basically like family with the Knicks in terms of his father having played here and the whole thing. So Jalen, he knows the deal. That's for sure. Let's go to Philip in Brooklyn. What's up, Philip?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My first time calling the overnight, with you as the host.
Appreciate it.
But I got to take offense to what you just said about certain Knicks fans shut the hell up. about Mikal Bridges.
No, I didn't say certain Knicks fans. I just said his doubters. So I didn't say Knicks fans. I meant the coalition of Knicks haters. Yeah, that's why I probably should have specified. Yeah, the Knicks haters out there. You know what I mean? You know these people. They got nothing better to do than hate on the greatest sports franchise here that's going right now. So, that's what I meant.
Okay, yeah. My mistake.
All good. That happens.
I'm a Knicks fan. My issue with Bridges was. And I don't want to misquote him, but he was asked a question in terms of the amount of first round picks that were given up for him, and he had like a cavalier attitude toward it. And my thing is this: if I'm giving up a lot of assets for you, I need you to have the attitude of, look, they really want me. They wanted me so bad that they were willing to pay what some people think is more than enough for me. And I appreciate that. So let me give my all. Now, I'm not saying it's all his fault, but the entire team is playing a lot better, because if they don't make the finals, or if they lose in this round, Mike Brown would have probably been gone. They were talking about trading Cat, you know, for Giannis and that whole business.
Yep.
Including firing the coach from last season. So there was a lot of pressure on everybody.
Huge amount.
But it's good to see him and OG are critical. If those two guys are playing well, Knicks are unstoppable.
No doubt, especially defensively. I mean, that's when you brought in Bridges. You were so excited about it because he was another two-way player, a great two-way player, much like OG Anunoby. Not only defensively, but offensively. And Bridges always brought it defensively, but the offense was lacking. I mean, 0 points in a playoff game, that can't happen. That's inexcusable. But he has rebounded so nicely from that, and he's playing his best basketball as a Knick. And he's been worth every draft pick, because ever since he leveled up and went back to the Bridges that we thought we were getting when we first got him, the Knicks have taken off. They've been unstoppable, and he is a huge reason for that. It's only May, but I believe the Yankees are facing a very pivotal four games coming up. They're already five back in the loss column against the Rays. The Rays swept them down in Tampa last month. And now the Yankees, they'll finish up here with the Blue Jays, and then they have three at home with Tampa. The Yankees must win, bare minimum, two out of three from Tampa. Because if they were to get swept or lose, you know, three out of four games here over the next four, they're already five out in the loss column. They could be looking up and 7-8 back from Tampa, who never loses. And we haven't even gotten to June, which is usually the swoon for the Aaron Boone-managed teams. So this is critical. You want to keep this as close as possible with Tampa. You can't assume they're going to fall back. And you got to win the head-to-head matchups. We saw what happened last year with Toronto, and that came back to bite the Yankees. So heading into June, which is usually a bad month under Aaron Boone, these games coming up, one against Toronto and then three against Tampa. Believe it or not, I know it's only Memorial Day, but Memorial Day weekend, but it is important because the Yankees are already five in the loss, and you don't want to get any worse than that. All right, that'll do it for me. My thanks to Fliegelman. My thanks to the callers. My thanks to the listeners out there. My thanks to Eddie. Congratulations again on his career and his retirement. You could listen to him coming up on Boomer and Geo, and then obviously tomorrow at the legendary DJs. It all gets started at 6 a.m. with Al and Jerry, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Boomer and Geo, and then a concert will follow that. Al and Jerry come your way next. It is the warm-up show. It is only an hour, I'm told, and most days it doesn't suck. So enjoy that. We'll talk to you. When am I back? Oh, later on this evening after the Yankee game. We'll have plenty to talk about, including the Knicks and Cavs game two of the Eastern Conference Finals. Enjoy the rest of your morning. We'll talk to you then.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Keep cool out there, folks. It's gonna be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game, but from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.